What are we doing here?
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 Can someone please tell me what's going on?
It's the big show.
Okay, I'm not really interested in that right now.
Forget it. It's too late.
Enough, people.
Let's get started.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Incredible show for you today. Thank you so much for joining us. A little bit later on, Ron Ferguson, our very special guest, state rep, going to be talking about how we can lower your taxes in Belmont County and really throughout the state. Also, how to hold the government more accountable. Also, I want to talk with you about what seems to be a cover-up of underage drinking at PNC Park and what Bob Nutting's role in any of this might be, because we got some new information here that I think is very, very troubling. But first, the Belmont buzz seems to be these days we got too many cats.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
At least too many stray cats, and man, do I have a great guest for you. Her name is Candace Flagan. Did I pronounce the last name right? Did I
actually pronounce it right?
Yes,
you actually did.
Yes! Okay, I consider this a win. You could leave now.
No, okay, anyway, goodbye.
She is the, excuse me here, the, let's see, I had it written down here. Okay, the owner of Belmont County Catstration. Belmont County Cat Stray Shun, play on words, your words.
Play on words for castration.
Very good. Very, very good.
We want a nip and clip.
All right. Sounds like, well, I was going to make a really inappropriate joke about my personal life, but I don't think I'll do that. Probably not a good idea. All right. So what's the deal with all the cats here in Belmont County here, Candace?
Well, they're just like rabbits. Cats just keep breeding and breeding. They can get pregnant while they're nursing. And it's just totally out of control. And we want to help as many people spay and neuter as possible. If you are low income or if you are living near a colony of cats, but the key word is help. I cannot do everything. I am perfectly willing to pay to have the cats spay and neutered if you cannot afford it. I have vets that I can send you to Barnesville Veterinarian. I can send you to Large Animal Vet in Bethesda, Elm Grove Animal Hospital, Tiffany DeLesque, Gold Ribbon Veterinary in Woodsville. So some vet that is near you, but you, the person, has to get the cat to the vet, make the appointment, and get him there. I cannot physically go around trapping all these cats.
So how bad is the cat problem? This is a serious health, public health issue here in Belmont County.
It could be if the cats don't get a rabies shot, you know, like if your child is out there playing and you get bit. Now, I mean, cats aren't just going to come up and bite you, but, you know, it is a problem, and they make messes everywhere. People are blaming it on the cats, they're hurting the cats, and it's not their fault. I really think the solution to all this is if the state of Ohio would make spay-neuter laws. This would help with the dog problem and the cat problem, because people are dumping animals everywhere.
How bad is it in Belmont County? We have, what, 100 stray cats, 1,000 stray cats?
Well, I don't really know, but I know I'm spaying 100 a month, spay and neutering 100 cats a month, and it's not making a drop in the bucket. I mean, I'm sure all the rescues, and they're all probably full, they can't take anymore, and then what happens to all the poor little kittens that we don't have room for?
What do you do with them?
Because I'm really not a shelter. I'm a spay-neuter program. I foster as many kittens as I can.
How many are you fostering right now?
Oh, I don't know. I've had as many as... I have two bedrooms that I have.
You're not one of those crazy cat ladies like my sister-in-law.
I only own two. Okay. But I have a couple of cages set up. I have kittens in my spare bathroom, kittens in the spare bedroom, and I have to keep them separated if they have an upper respiratory or something. So I can only take so many. I have had up to 36.
Oh my
word.
Right. And
your neighbors must love you.
Well, they don't see them. You know, they're not out causing any problems. They're all contained, and I take care of them. I take them to the vet, and then I advertise.
What is this with you and cats? How did you get started with cats?
Well, that's a good question, because I really was a dog person, and I would help any animal, a mouse, an elephant, it doesn't matter. But as I have gotten older, I cannot take care, you know, I can't manage the big dogs, but I always raised money for the animal shelter. Back in the day, I was with B. Carl, raised a lot of money for B. Carl, and then that kind of went kaplooey, so I helped the shelter. And cats are just easier for me. And that was the other thing. The commissioners had a meeting one day and invited all the rescues, all the organizations, and I was the only one that said, yes, I'll help. So I...
All the people in Belmont County who say they love animals and take care of them, there are a lot of crazies out there who just are just off the deep end.
There are, but there's a lot of good people I'm very, very lucky that I told you we spent last, I don't know what happened before, but I remember 23 and 24, our veterinary bills totaled over $80,000.
Dear God, and the Belmont County doesn't pay for this?
The counties do. No county pays for cats. It's not just Belmont County. There's no county.
But it's a public health issue.
County dog shelters are the dog. They actually are a dog pound. So they pay for everything for the dogs. And I am allowed to, well, they're not my cats, but they do belong to the county. The county shelter houses them. The county employees take care of them. For the most part, I go in and help whenever I can, but I'm out there raising money, and when I'm at home taking care of all these kittens, that's about all I have time for, and I do tons of fundraisers. Goodness. And we're very lucky that Belmont County is supporting us, and we have been able to pay all these vet bills.
Indeed. In fact, the Belmont Buzz for tonight...
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Undo's West. Tell me about that, Candace.
Undo's West, we're having a dine to donate. So you can go there all day and eat in or take out, but starting at 3 o'clock, from 3 to 8, I will be in the hallway. I will have raffle baskets set up. I have a Coco Chanel purse, so we're raffling off a few things. We'll have little items from $1 to $5 for people to buy. Mm-hmm. And all this money goes to help the cats and the dogs at the Belmont County Animal Shelter.
So how does this work? Do people donate money to you when they go to Undo's West tonight?
No, they just go and eat dinner. And Undo's graciously gives us 15% of all the food sales.
Oh, that's great.
But
Undo's West, yes!
Yeah.
Yes! Okay. Studio audience loves that. That's great.
That's fine, and they are a big help. So you can come and have a delicious Italian meal. I always eat too much bread, and
you don't eat too much anything. You're this little waif. You've got, you know, good wind will blow you away here.
I'm a big eater, but I like, you know, some of the restaurants are doing this now, and it is a big help. But like I said, Undo's is graciously giving us 15% of the food sales, and I will be out in the hall with my little baskets and sale items.
Kittens? You're going to bring any kittens with
no,
you?
No, because it's a food establishment, so I don't think I should bring kittens.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they didn't tell me not to, but I just probably won't.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I take the kittens out places, as many places, Pet Supply, the Ohio Valley Mall. So we take them out when we can.
How much money are you spending on these cats in Belmont County?
Well, like I said, the total for 2024 was $83,000. And the year before that, I do spend some out of my pocket, of course. But for the most part, I'm very lucky that Belmont County is patronizing our organization.
Individuals.
Yeah. I have people from California. I have people from Utah. I have people that I just know, and they've moved away, and they keep supporting us.
That's great.
Yes,
it is,
I am very grateful.
Oh,
very
yeah.
Thankful.
Belmont County Catstration. Low-cost spay neutering, sometimes free if you can't afford it,
you
right?
You can't afford it.
Okay. And Candace Flagam, the director, and you also have a big event coming up Friday and Saturday at your home.
Yes, at my home. The address is 68111 Vineyard Road, St. Clairsville. We're sort of across from the Belmont Hills Country Club, mm-hmm. a giant garage sale. Please come and support our garage sale Friday and Saturday.
You have good stuff or junk?
No, it's good stuff. It's clean. Oh. I have cleaned everything. I hate dirty stuff. Yeah. I've cleaned everything, and everything is priced. And if anybody wants to make an extra donation, we have a little cowbell that we... If you make an extra donation, we ring the cowbell.
Oh, that,
and
that
all, is And all the money goes to help the cats and the dogs.
Okay, that's great. What's the neatest thing for this garage sale that you have that you think people are going to want?
I don't know. But I know one thing. We have tons of puzzles. A lot of people that are in senior citizens or just don't want to be out and about during the winter, they like to put puzzles together. But we have household items. We do not do clothes. So everything is household items or decor. One thing we have a lot of home interior, which is kind of out of style now, but some people collect it.
Like what? Lamps or something? Or?
No, a lot of it is wall decor, like pictures, framed pictures.
Oh.
We have some professionally framed pictures to sell. Mostly household items and decor. And like I said, everything is clean.
That's great. And so Belmont County Cat Stray Shun. Cat is C-A-T. Stray is S-T-R-A-Y. Shun is S-H-U-N. Belmont County Cat Stray Shun. Candace Flagan, the director. Morristown, Ohio is the official address. And the big garage sale Friday and Saturday, 68111 Vineyard Road, St. C, across from the Belmont Hills Country Club, right above the big trucking facility there,
exactly.
right?
Exactly, yes.
Good. And, you know, Candace, thank you so much for all your work. And you got the big event tonight, Undo's West. Go there, have a great meal. You want to give a shout out to the owner of Undo's or who you were working with there?
Well, I was actually working with Gigi at their office in St. Clair's.
Gigi
in Wheeling, West Virginia. But Bo and Nick, they're all wonderful to let us do this.
Oh, no question. Well, I always give my guests the last word, and here at the Belmont Buzz, it is certainly you, Candace Flagan. So you had about a minute. I'm going to hand you effectively my microphone, and you can say anything you want. You can repeat key points that you made during our talk. You can bring up some new points, tell people what you want them to do, like show up tonight and also the garage sale. So Candace Flagan, a great hero in Belmont County, my microphone is yours.
Thank you. Yes, I would like to ask Belmont County to please spay and neuter your cats. Do yourself and your community a favor. Gather them up. Get them to one of our vets. You can Facebook message me or call me 740-338-9339. We will help you. We will pay whatever we can do. And please come to our fundraiser at Undo's tonight and our yard sale this weekend. At my house, the 9th and 10th, we will start early in the morning and we will go to about 1 o'clock.
And once again, that phone number is what, please?
740-338-9339. And you can text.
And text, okay.
Yes.
And they can come to your garage sale Friday and Saturday. And what's the address again?
68111 Vineyard Road, St. Clairsville, Ohio. And all this information is on our Facebook page.
And that's under Belmont County Cat Stray Shun.
Yes, and my personal page, Candace Flagan.
Excellent. Great. Thank you so much for all the work that you do. There are a lot of really good people in Belmont County with who care about animal welfare. There are also some really crazy people out there as well. The damnedest thing, it really is.
I know.
You're one of the good ones, and I think
we try.
Is just absolutely wonderful. I cannot... Cannot thank you enough. Okay, Belmont County Cat Stray Shun, Candace Flagan. After this short break, we're going to be talking about the underage drinking problem that Buccos might be trying to cover up. There's more to this story about this poor guy who jumped over the railing and almost cost him his life. He wasn't old enough to drink. So why was he drinking at PNC Park? Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going there. That is next.